ECOWAS Chair President John Mahama is to host ECOWAS heads of state in Accra on the 10th and 11th of this month to deliberate on issues affecting the sub-region. The meeting, the second in 2 months, is expected to assess the Nigerian government handling of Boko Haram and the overall security situation in certain trouble spots in the sub-region. It will also seek to chart the way forward in addressing issues of common interests. Ben Dochemalo is the President's Communication Director.
The 45th ordinary session, which happens to be in the middle of the year, so that the leaders will review what activities and projects they have been dealing with over the first half of this year. So you can say it's an assessment of what has been done this year, what remains to be done, and what other topical issues they need to look at.
We know the Boko Haram situation constituted the major issue during your first meeting in Accra. And then there was a blueprint aimed at ensuring that the 200 girls abducted were rescued. How far have you been able to go with this blueprint?
Again, this meeting summit that is happening this Thursday and Friday will be an opportunity for the leaders to assess what has been done by their Nigerian colleague, President Goodluck Ebene Jonathan, and his government regarding this issue that President Mahama has shown concern about, expressed solidarity, and offered support to our brothers and sisters in Nigeria should that support be needed. So that is one of the issues. But the summit is not just about Boko Haram. Yes, the overall security situation in the West African sub-region is expected to be one of the key subjects. The situation in northern Mali, where Tuareg rebels have taken up arms and some instability emerged again after the promising election that brought Mr. Ibrahim Boubacar Keita to power, those things are also going to be reviewed. One other key thing, which is a positive story in terms of ECOWAS support for better governance in the region, is the support that has been given to our brothers and sisters in Guinea-Bissau. Guinea-Bissau, you would recall, has gone through a cycle of instability, but now with the support of ECOWAS and the international community, they've held successful, credible elections. The newly elected president has been sworn in, President Mahama, in his capacity as chairman of the ECOWAS Authority of Heads of Government and Heads of State, did travel to Bissau before the elections to lend support, to lend credence, to make sure that things proceed well.
We've been talking about the need for a common currency so that we can facilitate trade within the sub-region. And at times when such meetings are called, people usually don't take ECOWAS serious. What are you going to do aside the security issues? Lack of common currency, lack of a well-coordinated economic front to address issues.
The fact that we have this framework, if we didn't have ECOWAS as West Africans, I'm sure we would be trying to create such a sub-regional body. We should not forget the role that ECOWAS has played, let's say, in ending and addressing conflict in our neighboring countries like Liberia and Sierra Leone.
Communications Director of ECOWAS Chair, Ben Dochemalo.